explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Look at me, I pressed the right button for a change.
Cake for you.
On point today. We've got our news editor Marius van der Walt in with us today. The big story, and we're going to have a quick just explain why. Why is this Russia story in accusing us of putting ammunition on a boat such a big deal? The American ambassador has come out and said, we've done this thing.
Money, basically. I think it always boils down to money, right? No, I think in all seriousness, South Africa is known for its non-aligned position, not only with the Russia-Ukraine war, but in general. We try and advocate for peaceful dialogue without choosing sides.
Yeah.
And that's what we've done so far with the Ukraine-Russia situation. Although there's a feeling in what you probably would call the traditional West that we leaning more towards Russia. The ANC would say that's because of the USSR.
Our history.
Yes.
Our history with the USSR, which Ukraine was a part of, but that's another explained well for another day.
Yes.
That's why, right? And then we have BRICS and Putin and all of that mixed in between all of that, right? So there's the feeling that we are not hard enough on Russia for invading Ukraine. So there was this vessel in Simonstown in December, and
we didn't
everybody
know why
questioned
it was here.
Why was it here? Because the vessel is sanctioned, right?
Yeah.
Nothing. And now it's come out that allegedly, the US ambassador says, its weapons were moved on and off. And I think the big problem here is our trade. Most of our trade is not with Russia.
No.
It's with the US and it's with Europe.
Yes.
And if they decide to sanction us, it will do real economic harm.
Yeah.
The Rand has already, since this report has come out, the Rand has already crashed even further than it has over the past few days. Plus, just lastly, there's a little thing called AGOA, which gives us favorable treatment into markets in the US.
Yeah.
That will no longer be the case.
If they think we're arming their enemies,
essentially. So the president said here they're aware of it and they will investigate. They can't give a timeline. But we're definitely getting on the wrong side of
the fence that we're sitting on.
Yes. And you can say that the US is a bully and you can say they shouldn't think they're the shining city on a hill, but the point is they're the biggest and you don't want to get on their wrong side.
Yeah. I read a news report and I double checked it again today. Our trade with the countries that make up NATO and our trade with Russia is 0.013%.
And that's the thing. You can, political posturing is one thing, right? And nobody claims that NATO is perfect.
No.
But trade is what keeps us going, and sanctions
are not,
as the older ones among us know, is really something that can sink a country.
So that is effectively why it's the big story today. Yeah.
It's always money.
Money.
It's always about the money.
Thank you, Marius van der Walt. We appreciate it. We'll keep an eye on it. The president has said they will look into it and let us know what's going on. We will wait and see, I suppose.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.